ジャパニーズポット101です。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Hi everyone, welcome to Lure Beginners Season 1, Lesson 1, A Formal Japanese Introduction. Jessie です。Jessie here.
こんにちは、夏子です。Hi everyone, 夏子 here.
Welcome to the first lesson in our brand new Lure Beginners series. This series is designed for those of you who may have some experience with basic Japanese, but who are still at the beginner level.
You'll learn natural Japanese in a fun and interesting way.
We'll be following the story of two Australians who have just moved to Japan. A woman named Emily Martin and her boyfriend Ken Wood. So let's get started.
So, what are we going to learn in this first lesson?
In this lesson, we're going to learn the first and most important thing, how to introduce ourselves in Japanese.
That's really important, especially in Japanese culture.
That's right. Introductions are really important for making a good impression. So we'll look at how to tell someone your name,where you're from, and how old you are, as well as how to say, nice to meet you.
So, what's going on in the dialogue?
Emily Martin is introducing herself in Japanese. Let's have a listen.
皆さん、こんにちは。私はエミリー・マーティンです。出身はオーストラリアのブリスベンです。25歳です。来月、彼氏と日本に行きます。よろしくお願いします。
Let's hear the dialogue one time slowly.
皆さん、こんにちは。私はエミリー・マーティンです。出身はオーストラリアのブリスベンです。25歳です。来月、彼氏と日本に行きます。よろしくお願いします。
Now let's hear it with the English translation.
皆さん、こんにちは。
Hello everyone.
私はエミリー・マーティンです。
My name is Emily Martin.
出身はオーストラリアのブリスベンです。
I'm from Brisbane in Australia.
25歳です。
I'm 25 years old.
来月、彼氏と日本に行きます。
Next month, I'm going to Japan with my boyfriend.
よろしくお願いします。
It's a pleasure to meet you.So Natsuko, when Emily introduced herself, she said her name in the Western order, Emily Martin. But Japanese name order is opposite to this, right?
So this, that's right. Japanese people give the family name first, then the first name. For example, with my name, Yamamori Natsuko. My family name is Yamamori. And my first name is Natsuko.
Okay, I see.For non-Japanese people, can we also use the Japanese name order?
Of course. You can use whichever order you like.
So, Emily could have introduced herself as Martin Emily. Also, in Japan, it's considered quite forward to call someone by their first name. But on the other hand, non-Japanese people are often called by their first name because this is considered the Western way.
Yes. So don't be surprised if some people call you by your first name and others by your last name.
All right, now let's look at the vocab for this lesson. Let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first word we shall see is
皆さん
Everyone
皆さん皆さん
Next is
こんにちは
Hello, good day, daytime greeting.
こんにちはこんにちは
Next we have
出身
Place you are from, the place of origin.
出身 出身。
Next is
来月。
Next month.
来月。来月。
Next is
彼氏。
Boyfriend.
彼氏。彼氏。
Next is
よろしくお願いします。
Nice to meet you. It's a pleasure to meet you.
よろしくお願いします。よろしくお願いします。
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. The first word we'll look at is
来月。
This word is made up of 来, meaning next, and 月, meaning month. So 来月 means next month. You can add different prefixes to this word 月 to make different time expressions using month. For example,
今月。
今, this, plus 月, month, gives us this month. And
先月。
Last month, made up from 先, meaning last, and 月. All right, what's next?
In the dialogue, Emily said that she was going to Japan with her 彼氏 or boyfriend.
In casual conversation, 彼氏 is often shortened to just 彼. Now, what about for our listeners with girlfriends out there? How do you say girlfriend in Japanese?
It's 彼女. This isn't usually shortened even in casual conversation. It's always just 彼女.
All right, and what's the next word we have?
It's number plus sai, which means that number of years old.
In the dialogue, Emily said,
25 歳です。
I'm 25 years old. In Japanese, you attach sai to the number of your age. So you would say, 私は your age plus sai, and then です。How about you, Natsuko? How old are you?
秘密です。It's a secret.
Oh, okay. Well, be careful though with this sai suffix, because some of the number words you've learned already change their pronunciation when paired with it.
So this, that's right. Numbers that end in 1, 1, 8, 8, multiples of 10, and the number 20.
So for example, 11 years old would be
not 11 sai, but 11 sai.
What about 18 years old?
Not 18 sai, but 18 sai.
30 years old would be?
Not 30 sai, but 30 sai.
And finally, there's a special word for 20 years old. You might think it would be 20 sai, but actually it's
20.
Okay, did you follow all that? Now it's time for the focus of this lesson. In this lesson, you'll learn how to introduce yourself in Japanese. It's really simple. This is basically all review if you've listened to the Absolute Beginner series. So Natsuko, what's the first thing we need to know?
First, we say a greeting. I know you have all heard this word already. Konnichiwa, which means hello.
Listeners, listen and repeat after Natsuko. Hello.
Konnichiwa.
Great, and then you'll want to give your name. How do you say, my name is?
It's 私は plus your name, です. So altogether, for me, it would be こんにちは、私は夏子です.
To break this down, 私は literally means as for me, and です is the same as I am. So you're saying, as for me, I am name. Listeners, listen and repeat after 夏子. Replacing Natsuko's name with your own.
私は夏子です。
Okay, listeners, now try putting it all together and saying, hello, my name is, plus your name.
こんにちは。私は夏子です。
All right, how did that go? Also, note that 私は is optional here. It's not really necessary information. Even if you just say your name plus です, it is understood that we're talking about ourselves.
Good point.
So Natsuko, now you want to say where you're from. How do we do this?
The word for place you're from in Japanese is 出身.
We're going to use the same A, wa, B, this structure that we just used for my name is. So if you were from the US, you would say
出身はアメリカです.
What about some other country names? The UK is
イギリス.
Canada is
カナダ.
How about Australia?
オーストラリア.
Those are just a few quick examples. Now, repeat after Natsuko, replacing the US with the name of your country if you can. If we didn't mention your country here, then please feel free to ask us for the Japanese in the lesson comments. Okay, here we go. I'm from the US.
出身はアメリカです。
Now say, I'm from the US, or replace it with your country name, in Japanese. Okay, great. But you know, Natsuko, if we're talking about the US, it's a big place. So sometimes you might want to be more specific and give the name of the city or town you're from. To do this, we use the no particle, which means of. So if you were from Chicago, for example, you would say,
出身はアメリカのシカゴです.
Let's look at the second part. アメリカのシカゴ. Literally, America's Chicago, or Chicago of America. This sounds strange in English, but this is the order used in Japanese. Country name, then the particle no, and then a more specific city or place name. Let's hear that all together again. Listeners, listen and repeat. I'm from Chicago in the US.
出身はアメリカのシカゴです。
Again, if you'd like to know the Japanese name for your town or city, please ask us in the lesson comments. For now, though, try saying, I'm from Chicago in the US, in Japanese.
出身はアメリカのシカゴです。 I think there's one more phrase we need to add to complete the self-introduction.
Oh, that's right. A very important one. Pleased to meet you. How would we say this in Japanese?
よろしくお願いします.
This is a very Japanese phrase that literally means, please be good to me, and which is actually used in a lot of different situations, but which has the same function as very nice to meet you or pleased to make your acquaintance. Listeners, listen and repeat.
よろしくお願いします.
Now say, pleased to meet you, in Japanese.
よろしくお願いします.
All right, so now let's try putting it all together. Are you ready, listeners? First, Natsuko and I will both introduce ourselves.
こんにちは。私はNatsukoです。出身は日本の富山です。よろしくお願いします。
こんにちは。私はジェシーです。出身はアメリカのカリフォルニア州です。よろしくお願いします。Great.
Now it's your turn. Say, hello, my name is, and then your name. I'm from, and then your country, followed by your town. And then, it's very nice to meet you. All right. How did you do? Did you manage to introduce yourself in Japanese? And that's about all the time we have for this lesson. Hey, listeners, like our podcasts?
Then like our Facebook page too.
Get lesson updates, our Japanese word of the day, and news on Facebook.
Just search for JapanesePod101.com and like our fan page.
And if you like a lesson or series on JapanesePod101.com,
let us know
by clicking the like button next to the lesson or series.
それではまた。
See you all next time!
皆さん、こんにちは。私はエミリー・マーティンです。出身はオーストラリアのブリスベンです。25歳です。来月、彼氏と日本に行きます。よろしくお願いします。